Welcome, namaste. And we are here to do a guided self-inquiry session. I'm here today with Janine. Hi, Janine. How are you?
Hiya. Hiya.
Lovely. We were talking before we got online, before we started recording, about this thing that you're experiencing, which is very, very common for, it was the same for me when I started really getting deeper into it. This sense that in my meditation, so I'm sitting with my eyes closed. I'm paraphrasing what you've said, obviously, just correct me if I'm getting it wrong, but in your meditation, you're getting very deep and there's just this sense of the space of our being that just is vast and all of that. And then as you're sort of finishing your meditation, there's a sense of that vastness, that expansiveness, just feeling suddenly like it's contracted into an object again. So from a feeling of being unlimited, and then I get up and start moving and doing this, that, and the other, my normal day-to-day activities. And you said that you feel that you're moving, you're doing what the body's doing. You feel like you've kind of lost that deeper place of being. So is that right so far?
Yeah, that would be right. So even sitting here just quietly, then there's greater expanse.
Mm.
And yeah, but then as there seems to be movement, then becoming a something again.
Yeah.
An object.
So there's a sense then I've become a someone or a something, and more of a sense that it's all happening to me. I'm moving, I'm thinking, I'm talking, and
yes.
Yeah. So we're looking at questioning that, using that as our focal point for the self-inquiry, because it's such a common thing, and I seem to lose the recognition of my formlessness and feel more like an object or something, mm-hmm. a separate being, as I begin to move around and all of that, yeah, as the body begins to move around, of course, and all of that. Mm-hmm. Lovely. So let's start with that question then. How do you want to phrase the question? What really is about becoming a something? Do I have to, or become a something again? What's the way you want to phrase it for this?
Yeah, I guess it... something around it. Am I... what, becoming a something in the movement? Why do I have to become, or am I becoming? I become limited in the movement, or become a someone again in a movement, or mm. or.
Let's keep it. Let's maybe go with. How about this? Why do I have to become a someone again? I mean, we know technically, logically, mentally that that's not occurring, but for the sake of digging into it with the question and really undoing this tendency, why do I have to become a someone again? How does that one feel?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so let's just, as we did with the contemplation, just staying with this question, and I just want you to tell me any insights, epiphanies, any thoughts, any emotions, just basically reporting what's happening as we stay with this question. Mm-hmm. And as before, the question might change and shift as well. See where it goes. It's very organic and fluid. And so just staying with this question, do I really have to become someone again? It's kind of... Okay. The core of it really isn't, I think, if we get down to it, it's, or do I have to get caught up again, or limited, or whatever you feel, really. I'm just going to allow some space for this question, and not no right or wrong answers as before. No rushing, nothing needs to happen here. We're just hanging out with this question together. So do I have to become someone again? Just keeping our attention on this. Or maybe even this that I'm feeling now, does it have to end? Or something like that. So what's happening as you ask this question inside?
Well, just all the noises coming in. That feels very much than just happening in a space, in the space.
Is that a kind of mental noise or?
Not very much, just more there's a very loud ringing noise.
Mm-hmm. So it's just happening inside the space.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have to become someone again? Do you have to automatically lose this? Just letting go of any expectations of anything you think needs to happen in this time. Remembering again, this question is more important than anything. We've had this experience of becoming someone again. Does that really have to continue? In a curious way, I'm just curious. When my attention goes back to phenomena, when I'm moving around, do I have to feel contracted?
It's just pretty quiet apart from this. the loud noise, the ringing.
So kind of an energetic answer, maybe some energy moving around. Sort of being experienced as this loud noise. And there's actually loud noise here in my environment outside, so internal and external. Just letting that be best you can and just staying with the question. Do I have to become someone again, something again?
There's some tingling going on, but nothing sort of feels internal, external. It's all just here.
Yeah. So everything is happening, and there's not really a sense that it's happening to you. It's just kind of happening inside you, maybe we could say, inside the space. Does that have to come to an end? Does it have to change? If we were to get up and go for a walk now together, does it have to be different?
I even just say, focusing on that, it just there's a contraction.
So,
in saying that question,
that contraction, then we can see that that can happen whether the body's still or not. That it's not necessarily dependent on, it might be more noticeable when the body starts to move and engage again, but it can happen anytime, like it just has. And can that contraction be just another phenomenon arising inside the space? Does it have to mean anything? Can just bring attention back to the space that the contraction's appearing in. This feeling of being limited or finite again or someone again. It's happening inside the space of our being. Now you're smiling.
And that's happening inside too.
Say that again.
And that's happening inside space too.
Yes. Does this really have to be different? Does this have to change? Does my experience have to be diminished? Here, even to the inquiry deepening into, even if the sense of someone appears, this contraction appears, does it have to impact me? Because that sense of being someone might arise as you begin to move around again. Can't necessarily stop that. But does it have to be grasped and identified with? And maybe it's not actually that we are becoming someone, but the sense of that just arises inside the space as the body moves and talks and walks.
and that's not permanent.
Yeah. And does it need to stop happening for you to feel this way all the time? To experience this space? Or could it contrast the sense of someone arising again as I get up off the meditation seat? Points me back to the space in which it's arising. There's a sense maybe that only if my attention stays upon the contraction will I feel limited. How does your body feel when you kind of entertain that inside?
There's no sense of a body. It's just a little tingling.
So if we can see that the sense of contraction can arise, a sense of someoneness can arise, and if we don't really have a sense of a body, it will just be another phenomenon floating around in the space. The idea of a body, the idea of contraction are just kind of happening inside you. Is anything changing for you? Are you the one who's changing from limitless space to finite, limited someone?
It's only a belief.
It's only, absolutely, it's only a belief. It's only attention, isn't it, wondering? So here we're seeing a kind of answer to the question, do I really have to lose this, or do I really have to become someone? A deeper sense that that's not ever really occurred. It's just a belief that that can be affecting me. Certain phenomena arising inside the space about being are given more attention than others, and one of those is the sense of someoneness. Attention still goes to it, and it's okay. It doesn't have to affect your experience, doesn't it? It doesn't have to change. It's still all happening in the space.
There's no right or wrong.
Yes, just explain a little bit more what you mean.
It's not either or. And if there's a sense of someone, then there's a sense of someone.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And there might always be a sense of someone while the body's here and active, and it's okay, yeah. Still, nothing has happened to the space of our being.
Yeah. doesn't mean that something's wrong because there's a sense of someone.
Absolutely. Now we're on a roll. And it doesn't need to be pushed away then or gotten rid of. Maybe it's necessary even to help the body interact with other beings or ride our bike or whatever we're doing, walk the dog. The sense of someone is really no different than the body, than the rain and the clouds, than a house, than an emotion coming and going. It's just here inside the space.
Paul is all just imagined, or all just, I don't want to use that word, like fluffy, just come in and go in and really fluid.
Yeah.
Imagined.
It's just another shape the self can take, can't it? The space, the sense of being someone, just another cloud in the sky, so to speak. Not quite so solid or tangible as it was before we asked this question, maybe. It just is. Just here. And it's kind of impersonal. Everyone has this kind of sense of being someone. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in the way of this unbroken awareness of what we really are, the spaciousness. If attention goes to it, the sense of being someone, when you get up off the meditation seat, so what? It will come back at some point, won't it, to the emptiness, the spaciousness. Recognizing maybe clearer that nothing has happened to you in that attention moves to some phenomenon, even this phenomenon of the sense of being someone. In deep meditation, there's just the emptiness of being, and then the body gets up and moves, and the sense of being someone arises again. Sense perception begins again. And that's just all happening inside you. There's nothing you need to kind of fix here then, is that there's just the space of our being in which there's a body. And sometimes there's a sense of being someone, sometimes there isn't. Nice deep sigh there.
None of this is by accident. The sense of someone is not by accident.
Exactly. Keep going with that. Tell me more about that.
It's like it's all as it's exactly as it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm. The emptiness, the space, celebrating as someoneness, individuality.
Yeah. Okay. And without the sense, then I wouldn't know myself.
Yes. How would you recognize the space of being without this sense of someoneness? To contrast it with. Even this egoic sense of someone, this mind and all of that becomes the most beautiful aid tool to help us recognize ourselves by contrast. So maybe when we finish the session and when you get up to do whatever you need to do after the sense arises of being someone again, and there might be more of a celebration of it, maybe more of an appreciation of it. We all naturally push it away because we feel it has to disappear. So there's only empty space, but there's really only empty space even when it's there. Can you get a deeper sense of that now? And then you're just not pushing against it less and less.
And that's sort of like it eases the sense of trying all the time.
Yeah, there's literally nothing to get rid of, is there? When this body goes, the sense of being someone will go with it. And it even stops during the night in deep sleep, comes and goes. Just like breathing, doesn't it? It comes and it goes. Mm-hmm. It'll arise when it's needed to do whatever the body needs to do. More like a software program or just something to help the body. And as you said, it's absolutely meant to be there. That was beautiful. And perhaps most importantly, it doesn't have to be one or the other, as you said, this either or. The deepest recognition is that they are both the same. The sense of someone and empty space of being. One showing up as form, one as formless. This should just kind of impact us in that it just stops us trying so hard, pushing against, as you said, just peace, contentment, relaxation more. Wonderful. How are you feeling now?
Good.
Good, good. Lovely. Thank you for demonstrating that so wonderfully. This is the one thing that plagues every spiritual seeker until they realize, you know, it's just another phenomenon, isn't it, that's necessary? The contrast against who you are.
Yeah, so I can show us everything and also empty. And the everything will just keep changing.
Yeah.
And empty, well, it's all happening in empty.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. The joy is being able to, I don't know, experience everything.
You can show up as nothing at all, emptiness. And you can show up as everything, all of this. You can show up as someone experiencing all of this. And you can show up as all of those at the same time. And that they're all just in harmony with each other in some deep aspect of our being, aren't they? They're not really in, well, am I someone or nobody? Both of those, you know, just yes. Just a yes in the end. I don't want to limit myself to being nothing or being someone or something. Which one is it? You know, this kind of either or-ness. Wonderful.
I love that. Yes, just yes.
There was such a, for me, such a relief in that yes. Like an end of fighting and an end of conflict. I'm just going to celebrate all the ways I'm appearing. I'm going to fall in love with my someoneness again. And I'm going to fall in love with, you know, I can show up as everything, nothing, something. And it's all absolutely okay. just yes, yes, whichever way I want to appear, yes. There's just an openness in that. And an utter relaxation. Like there's nothing else for me to do now. I'll have to get rid of any part of myself. That's just so wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, completely.
Thank you for, I'm sure it'd be extraordinarily useful in helping everyone deepen. And just want to see if there's anything you want to say about the self-inquiry today or anything new that's happened for you today that hasn't happened before when you inquired, or what have you gotten out of it today? Well, what would you like to share with someone?
The directness is wonderful, and just to get that, yeah, to know that nothing's wrong, actually, yeah, it's all okay, it's all perfect, and it's all included, yeah. And that has really come through in the directness of what we've been doing. So thank you so much. It's wonderful.
Lovely. It was delightful for me when I began to realize the very next thing I was struggling with was where I was about to break through into deeper, clearer, that it wasn't actually something going wrong. It was just, here's where I'm about to have a deeper seeing. You know, I seem to be struggling with something like you started with here, but actually it's where I'm about to open up and flower more or something like that.
Yeah.
Just, and the inquiry is very direct like that. I just, let's look at exactly what seems to be the issue and just look at it. Just look at it, and it opens up into some deeper understanding as we do that. Yeah. So you can hopefully now, you know, when we finish this session, put this into practice more as that sense of someone arises. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might arise quite strongly if there's a negative emotion going on or something like that. Just recognizing, zooming back out, yeah, but it's happening inside me. It's another way I'm showing up, you know, kind of. And it's just the softness there then, kind of putting down the battle axe, you know.
Just allowing it all to, however it appears, however it comes, it comes.
The rest of eternity, you're going to be showing up as nothing at all and everything. And periodically, you'll be showing up as something, someone. Each time you have a body that comes, for a while, you'll also be appearing as someone for as long as the body's there, and then the body goes. And then there's just the everything and the nothing. And then later another body shows up and the sense of someone appears again. And on it goes. And absolutely nothing is happening in that really, is it, in the deepest sense? Mm-hmm. And maybe we can even to enjoy this sense of someoneness even more. Recognizing it's here for a purpose and a reason, as you said, it's not a mistake. It's certainly not an accident. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. Okay.